Nation to some more hysteria that is decidedly blurry.
I can't see shit. It's so blurry.
Can't see, and I'm mad about it. Whoa!
Watch your profanity.
I did for a first.
You was late on the button there, I think.
Brent, what's going on?
Man, not enough. It's cold, it's dreary, and I am in studio right now, and it's kind of cold in here, which never happens. I'm wearing a sweater, which I forgot I had here. I had to dig it out. I forgot I had one in the cabinets here. So, you know, life finds a way.
It's towards the end of November, and we're all like, man, isn't it weird that it's chilly?
Oh, why is it so cold? It's almost December. What's going on, right? Yeah, today really feels like, you know, the leaves are down, it's dreary, and it's going to start raining, and it's going to be that gross slushy, not slush, but leaves damp everywhere rain, so that's going to be fun.
Sounds amazing, actually.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And weather.
Speaking of amazing, we got some amazing stories this week.
We do.
So...
Oh.
What would you little maniacs like to do first?
Oh, thank you, Lisa. Well. Not producer Lisa, fortunately. but yeah, we got some stories this week from you guys. And if you guys want to get them into us, weird@hysteria51.com, weird@hysteria51.com. You can hear your stories on here and get your name burned into the infamy, the annals of time. Annals, not anals, of time.
Watch your profanity.
With this therapy.
Who are we to judge?
Sir, which one would you like to have first?
I think I'll go first on this one.
Oh, after you then.
We have a themed one today, don't we?
We do.
The theme is life.
Yep.
And mine comes from the BBC News.
I'm going to use a word here. I find yours tantalizing.
Because it's in the title of it.
It's appropriately
This was sent to
named.
Us by listener Kylie. Thank you, Kylie.
Yeah.
And it says, tantalizing sign of possible life on faraway world. Now, we've been hearing things like this for a long time, but the new thing is we've got the James Webb telescope to back these claims up. And what they did now... Apparently, well, it's in the initial finding. It's in the initial fuck around stage. I was waiting for that drop. But
you keep going.
Watch out.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Yeah. But they think in the initial findings here, when they pointed it out there, they might have found a molecule called dimethyl sulfide. DMS. And according to scientists, the eggheads at Harvard, this is only produced by life, at least on Earth.
As far as we know.
As far as we know. And their detection comes from a planet 120 light years away. That's a hop, skip, and a couple jumps.
Mm-hmm.
They literally are saying it's a not robust data set they have, and they need to study more. But very initial findings on it suggest that there might be methane, CO2, and this DMS.
There's stuff just on this farting planet. Like a motherfucker on that planet, just letting them rip. But I love, as I'm reading, skimming through your article here, right in the middle of it, there's just a giant bold caution.
Yeah.
It's but we don't know shit is kind of what it's saying. So take this all with a grain of space salt or sand
right.
or whatever.
Comet salt. and that's, you know, it's good that they included that because they're literally saying, hey, this looks like it could be this, but don't quote us. And then they go on to quote them.
Don't quote me, but...
What do you think they've named this planet, Brent?
Oh, my God.
If you had to venture a guess.
I'm going to go with 729R46197648. Like every fucking planet that's out there, they always have horrible names. But or Earth 2.
You were so close on both of those. It's K2-18B.
Oh man, I was so close the first time. Son of a B. I hate to use harsh letters like that, but son of a B. So are we alone or not? Well, there's farting things out there, we think, is the takeaway on this one.
That's they think that this is yet another, you know, tantalizing breadcrumb to prove that there may be life out there that's not just on Earth.
But the thing is, the recipe for life that they're looking at is the recipe for life on Earth. And I know that sounds cliched, but there could be other things out there. You know, K2-18B might have, you know, nothing on the rocks that will give out that we're not familiar with. I'm just making that up. I don't know. Or it could be full of plants and sub tiny little amoebas that let these hydrogen rich crap out into the atmosphere. Who knows? We don't know. It's just a guessing game, which is good because that's part of science.
Exactly. And I think the big takeaway with articles like this, it's not whether or not there's life or they're working on it or blah, blah, blah. It's that we are developing science and technology that is getting us closer to being able to tell if this is real or not. You know, Hubble, I don't think, could have done as good a job with it as this new telescope is doing. And so that's the exciting thing to me.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, they're looking at this place. It's nearly 9 times the size of Earth, which a while ago they would have said there's no way there could be life in that because they thought it was too big. So they're at least looking at other places they would have not thought so and saying, hey, this place is giving off the signs of life.
Yeah.
You know, or at least it's a candidate, you know, for life. Only, like you said, what was that, 120 light years away? So get there by next Thursday if we wanted to, with a stop or two.
Don't expect anybody you love or know to be alive still.
We're going to have to stop at Space Buc-ee's.
The new thing, the new hotness with sci-fi, Brent, is someone, you know, going to a distant planet and having to do into the cryo sleep or whatever they do. And they get there, and their own civilization's already there and has been there for years because back
right
where they
afterwards
came from, the technology has developed well enough to where they could get there faster.
Wouldn't you thought they'd said, hey, let's go intercept?
Get it? Yes. Yes.
Or let's just get there and everyone paint their faces that day green. Eat the earthling.
Just kidding. Welcome here.
It's me, David. Gotcha.
Here, check out the new iPhone 273.
Yeah. This one needs a
Still
new charger.
Still got some bugs to work out.
This one's going to have a proprietary charger. It goes in your butt.
Yeah, so
and also
crazy.
Rocky
so
5000. Thank you, Spaceballs.
It's just the head of Sylvester Stallone on a robot body.
I didn't hear no bell. Yeah, that's, man, I don't know. It is
death.
Just fun.
Rocky fights death. I didn't hear no bell, death.
TRT, man, it keeps going. Anyway, we're going to keep going to break real quick. We come back. Some more life. May or may not be any more realistic than this life. We're going to find out after this on Blurry Hysteria.
I need a replacement of my hydraulic fluid, you know.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works, you know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this, and this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
Give me some of that pot booze. Oh.
Rocky has left the building, I think. I don't know. We got some, a returning champion, I'm going to say, for at least Hysteria 51. One of the animals that we love talking about on here. The Tasmanian tiger, the thylacine. Mm. It's the gift that keeps on giving because it's the one that I want more than anything to still be out there. There is a very solid chance that there is at least a small breeding population or not. You know, choose your own adventure on that one. But this story comes to us from Gizmodo and Evil Mike. Scientists
Thanks,
recover
Evil Mike.
RNA from an extinct species for the first time. A team of researchers managed to isolate and sequence century-old RNA from the thylacine from an old specimen of it, you know? And the last one died in the zoo in 1936, and it's been a lot of, a target, a lot of talk, because it is one of those animals that was killed by man. They put a bounty on it because they thought it was killing livestock, and then it turns out it wasn't. And it also is one of those animals that they needed more of because it kept the small, vermin out, so to speak. And, our own greed and evil and, you know, human nature really took a toll on it. But they researched, extracted, sequenced, and analyzed RNA, ribonucleic acid, from 130-year-old thylacine in the Stockholm Natural History Museum. And you're wondering, well, what is the name of this amazing place that did it? Well, I'm trying to find it. It was in here. Colosso Biosciences, which is nice. just a delicious name. They're a de-extinction company, they said, and they want to attempt to produce a proxy species to the thylacine in introduced to the forests of Tasmania. There's all these others out there that, you know, that they're talking about. The woolly mammoths and the dodo are being worked on. And this was just like a proof of concept. They're doing this to prove that they can. It's one step in the process of doing these things, but it also helps, you know, other treatments, you know, people that are needing in vitro fertilization and just science as a whole and computational tools for analyzing data, because they were able to analyze the whole thing. Just science in general, gene editing technology, all these things are things that this is, you hear these, that they're wanting to bring these species back, and it kind of sounds crazy. But there's a lot of other practical reasons as to why they're studying these things. And every time we've talked about this, it ruffles a lot of feathers. No, they're dead. Fuck it. And that's how you go down the wrong path. And I wondered to myself, as I was reading this, David, well, what did the people in the comments say? And I started reading, and, you know, a lot of leave them deads, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then I got to the heart of it. Let me scroll down here, because I got to read it directly to you. So Brasilia says, this was 9/19 of this year. They wrote, who are we fooling here? The end game is bringing Hitler back, isn't it? And someone said, Stephen Finnegan said, yes, we can kill him before he commits suicide this time. And then the next one is, if we should remember people only at their best moment, then we should remember Hitler as the man who killed Hitler. That's right. I never thought of it that way. And then It says, everyone is in favor of saving Hitler's brain, but put in the body of a great white shark, and ooh, suddenly we've all gone too far. So those were all on point.
That's great.
What are your thoughts? What do you feel? How do you feel about bringing back a species that we had a hand in killing?
I'm for it. 100%? 110? I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's... You said in the article, they say it's a proxy for the real thing. What does that mean? Is it missing something? Like,
so it can, I mean, they don't have a womb, right? So they would have to use another marsupial. You know, they with marsupials, they don't spend much time in the womb, though. And then they spend a lot of their time in gestating in the pouch. Whereas, like, with the woolly mammoth, they could use a regular elephant's womb. You know, they still need a proxy of some sort, because they can't just go and shoot their, you know, science gun and all of a sudden there's a thylacine standing there.
It's a proxy for, it's like a surrogate mother.
Right. You know, there's no matter what you're having, at least at this point, there's, you know, even like you look at Jurassic Park, they filled in the missing spots, you know, with things.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
You know, so.
Which didn't cause any problems.
Not at all. Those were amazing documentaries, and I hope to go to the parks one day.
But do you think, I mean, this, to me, I think of, I think of ways to utilize this for people, too. Could you grow a body that wasn't sentient or conscious or didn't have, you know, all that? Could you grow a body to use for organs when people need transplants?
Well, that's something that they're talking about using. They're growing organs now with stem cells, and they build these frameworks, as they call them, or I just called them. I don't know, you know, and they say they're not long of making organs that you won't reject because it's your organs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They bring a body and then make a body for you that is you and then put your head on it one day? You know?
That'd be pretty great.
So just a regular body, finally with a normal man-sized penis, and then your head on it.
That would be the goal.
I mean, that's got to be the goalpost, right? That's got to be a bigger penis.
Why stop
the goalpost. Who are we fooling here? It's always got to be bigger penis. That's at the end of the day, that is what this is all about. Well, we made a whole pack of woolly mammoths and 16 dodos. Time to get Blake here a working dick.
I don't know. This is one Blade Runner away from happening, I think.
This was science fiction 20 years ago, and now it's... you know, it's more like ethically, you know, and morally speaking, what's the, you know, I think we'll see this in our lifetime. Hopefully.
We could. I mean, if we don't blow ourselves to oblivion.
I just said hopefully. Sigh.
If we're not all living underground and seeking out the water springs.
Yeah. Well, we don't have enough water to survive and we can't go outside, but there's thylacines everywhere. Which have killed most of
Planet
our children.
Of the thylacines.
So
get your hands off me, you damn dirty moonlight tiger.
Moonlight. They're not Tasmanian tigers anymore. They're underground stalactite tigers. What? Here's some homework, Nation. What animal do you want to see brought back? If this becomes real, what animal would you like, for funny or for real, for reasons only known to you? I'd love to go on Hysteria Nation and let us know what you guys think. Like, I want to see the blah, 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 blah back, or whatever. Not people, not Pap Pap in his racist ways.
And would you eat them?
What's that? Oh, yes!
Would you eat them? Would you eat a dodo?
Man, I would eat the ass end out of a dodo on a dare.
That's a bit much. Jesus.
Oh, well. Anyway, wow. We'd love to hear that. Yeah, and what animal do you want to know what it tastes like? It's all going to taste like chicken. Let's not deceive ourselves.
So chickens, you know, so the theory goes, came from dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs taste like chicken.
Therefore, it stands to reason. But here's the thing. We got to think about the carnivores and the herbivores.
But alligators taste like chicken.
I have not had good alligator ever.
I've had alligator steaks and flanks and chunks and, I mean, I'm not out hunting.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're eating a carnivore, there's a bitter, an acrid taste or something?
Right. You're going to have taste some, great, whatever but, it's eating is providing or dipping into its taste in one way or another.
So, yeah, it depends on which dinosaur you were. So, like a
dinosaur
Bronto
tastes
burger.
Bitter, but it still tastes like chicken. This bitter one's chicken. Got a little bit
angry
sweeterness
chicken.
To it. It's some more
like
this dark
like
meat.
Spicy chicken.
This is one angry chicken. This chicken's got a little bite to it. He's a little angry.
This chicken got teeth.
What's this one taste like? The adventure begins again.
Watch your profanity.
Watch your profanity.
All right, Nation, get your stories into us. Weird at hysteria51.com to let us know what you want to eat. And if it doesn't taste like chicken, what's it going to taste like? I hope it all
for
tastes
the record,
like David
I don't
Flora.
Think I would eat dodo. I don't think I would eat any of these animals.
Well, more to me. I like leftovers. It's fine. What a picky, picky bastard.
Yeah, that's me.
You ain't getting no any dessert if you don't finish your dodo.
For this guy.
All right. We'll see you next time on Blurry Hysteria.
Boy.
Meeting adjourned.